as I ever had. The taste still lingers on my tongue. Wild and unrestrained, I flew. Passionate and erotically wasted. Hi, this is Kat. Welcome to this moment in time in which I pleasure your ears with sweet and sultry nothings. A pause out of your busy lives to reconnect with your wild and erotic. Because sometimes we forget and could use a tantalizing reminder. So close your eyes, let out a sigh, and come get intoxicated on words with me. I caught his eye, and he flashed me one of those smiles. I laughed. He was a charmer for sure. A Peter Pan whose boyish good looks and easeful banter were magnetic to anyone who desired to be seen. No one was immune to his allurement, capturing the attention and affection of his audience with every story laden with wit and excitement. His strong presence to the shares of those he spoke to left every man and woman feeling they were the most important figure in the room. Naturally, I was enraptured. Like every other fool here, it always was a weakness of mine to want to win the one everyone else drooled over. Like a game. Could I be a charmer too? Inspiring the cobra to come out of the basket and dance for me? My eyes observed him in conversation until he felt my presence in their gaze. He glanced up, and the side of his mouth turned up in a half smile. If he couldn't see the erotic scene unfolding behind my eyes, then he felt the heat and the pressure. He faltered, whatever it was he was saying. With careful consideration, I ran my thumb across my lips, as if I was wiping sauce, and put my thumb into my mouth, pretending to consume it, knowing I had his attention. I took my leave, opting to play the game of chase and whatever dull conversation he was in to be forgotten. He found me by the bar and called for two whiskeys. I gave his body the look over before leaning in close to his ear, breathing in the scent of his manliness. I want to put my hand into your pants and suck it, I spoke at normal tone. I want to be wild and act careless to the collateral damage. I want to live the wet dreams I play at night. He turned to look at me, that boyish Peter Pan grin of his. He nodded at the wedding band around my finger, and I gestured towards his. In response, he held his hand out to me, and I took him into my mouth, wet his finger with my saliva as my teeth tugged at his ring, pulling it from its resting place and into my mouth. I held his gaze as I set the ring onto the table and slipped off my own hand, the single evidence of a commitment other than the one that I had set for myself at the beginning of this eve. I wanted his body, if nothing more than for a pleasant distraction from the bore of this reception. We entered the elevator and stood on opposing sides facing one another. If I were a master of seduction, and I believed I was unofficially, he'd have been my sensei. How masterfully he manipulated the energy and the space between us. Thick and pulsating with desire, I could feel the heat in my body rising. Undressing him with my eyes and imagining the moments in which I lick and suck his cock like a popsicle on a hot summer afternoon. I brought my hand to my neck and I dragged my fingers down the front of my body to reveal more of my bare chest to tease. Ding! The door opened and the trance was momentarily broken. At his room, no sooner did he let me in before I was pinned to the wall with his pelvis. I could feel him hard against my body. My head rested back against the wall, lax and holding his attention. He ran his hands up my hair to hold my head in place. "You like playing games, don't you?" "Only when I win," I responded. In one swift move, he had put me to bed, and we furiously pulled at each other's clothes. Our tongues danced vulgarly and wet like an exotic salsa in a sweaty club of Havana. He takes hold of me like prey. My body arches to fit so precisely to the shape of his. His cock to my yielding walls of flesh, opening and receiving, beating and breathing. We whirled around until I could barely stand it. My body gave way beneath the palpable pleasure of his. He spit in my face. I gasped at the bold move that could have easily gone wrong. Yet at the same time, I get it. My whole body was like a live wire snaking its way around. No thought to propriety or space in between each movement to allow for any inhibition. I rode his body like how I danced, head back in abandon, circling my hips in rhythmic motion. I took his hands to my breast and pressed myself even deeper into him. Dirt flew from his mouth, lecturing me about how bad of a girl I was for playing games, for making drama at a friend's wedding, for being a slut. Through the pants and the moans that escaped me, I agreed to his judgment and asked what should be done to me to repent. He ordered me to refrain from coming until he said so, and proceeded to please me. Building pressure, I held my body tight to obey his order. Near to tears, I could barely stand it. "Okay, my pet, come for me." And I collapsed into a fit of convulsions, blinded white by the ecstasy and losing all sense of the world I was physically in. The entire afternoon was lost. And thank God, I wouldn't have been able to walk, let alone hold myself up at a party pretending that I hadn't just been fucked raw. As we lay naked and entwined, drinking champagne and eating the little chocolates from the bar, I marveled at his physique. He's so beautiful to watch. I could have fucked through the weekend. He kisses my hair, traces his stretch lines across my thighs with his finger. I loved this man. I loved him more than life itself. In the depths of his desire for my body, met the depths of the desire from his soul and mine. I pitied the poor souls who complained of dead sex beds years after being married. I personally had not found that to be true in this one. As I pressed my lips to his forehead, I knew we both had won at this game. For more pleasure, head to sexloveyoga.com. Until next time, stay wasted.